Hill has a long criminal record that dates back 2 decades and is set to appear in court in September. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the White House is not worried about an economic slowdown.
It's just not the way we see it. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy. But they only cover it when they can use Sesame's Grover word of the day, recession. Look, the fundamentals are very strong. We know that more people are working now than ever before in American history. More people off of the sidelines back into the workforce.
Representatives of more than 180 nations have begun a 12-day meeting in Switzerland to talk about protections for vulnerable species. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The envoys to the World Wildlife Conference on Trade in Endangered Fauna and Flora will take up issues like the ivory trade that endangers elephants and the demand for shark fin soup that is taking a severe toll on shark populations. The envoys gather every 3 years to try to make sure that global trade doesn't put wildlife survival at risk. This one comes 3 months after the first comprehensive UN report on biodiversity, which warned that more than 1 million species of plants and animals are in danger of extinction.
And finally, the first Porsche ever designed failed to sell at an auction over the weekend. The Type 64 was expected to go for millions at an auction Saturday in California, although the $17 million that was bid was not enough to meet the minimum asking price. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're in the studio, and I'm Georgine Trinkle, and we're kicking off our Hot and Hunted an hour. We have some special guests that are going to introduce themselves in just a second. I do have to do a commercial on the weather, and then I'll be right back in the studio.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so you want to know the weather. The weather is looking kind of crazy. We have a hazardous weather condition, which when it's not snow, I don't really mind them so much. But that basically means today it's 91 degrees and very, very warm. So we might have a heat advisory going on right now, and that might mean some stormy conditions and weather. It's so isolated, it's really hard to say where it's going to be. But I will say that the heat index is as high as 100 today in some parts of New Jersey. So be careful of that. Tonight we have some thunderstorms coming up. But only a 30% chance, but it gets a little chilly tonight, a low of 69. The rest of the week, we're looking at high 80s, 89 on Tuesday, mostly sunny. And on Wednesday, we're looking at some thunderstorms and a high of 89. And Thursday, it's the same thing. And the rest of the week is sort of the same thing. We have thunderstorm chances and showers. Our temperatures are up in the 80s, not the 90s, so this heat index today, I think, is about the last day of that. So it looks like you could go to the beach, and you should maybe take a beach umbrella. Just be careful of the heat index. If you can check on a neighbor, perhaps, make sure if there's a loss of power. That happened to me last Friday. I lost my power, but the weather seemed to be okay. So if people are on need air conditioning for breathing or have different medical issues, you may want to check on some neighbors. So we always start off with a quote. And our quote today, our whole show is very exciting because it's about trains and something right here in Hunterdon County. And here is our quote of the day. It comes from the Shadow of the Wind. Time goes faster the more hollow it is. Lives with no meaning go straight past you, like trains that don't stop at your station. So we don't have those worries with the train situation we're going to be talking about today. So stay with us. We'll be right back to introduce our guests.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so now back to business and what's going on in the studio. So I'm so excited to be able to introduce my guest, and I'm going to have you just say your name and where you're from and your title so everyone can get used to your voices.
Hi, I'm Julie Parker,
General Manager of Northlands.
And I live in Ringgoes in Hunterdon County for over 30 years.
Excellent. And
Hi,
you
everyone.
Are?
My name is Tariq Sohail. I'm one of the new owner of Northlands. And we live in Flemington, New Jersey.
All right. So I cannot wait to tell everyone what Northlands is. It is actually, it should be one of the wonders of the world, right? And that's where the Wonderland comes from.
Yes, indeed. It's a beautiful, magical place. And we have won the world record, Guinness World Record, for the largest miniature railroad museum in the world.
That's amazing, in the world. So when we talk about the Guinness Book of World Records, we are talking about the world. So to have that right in Hunterdon County, maybe it's always good to start out with some of the logistics. Where is this located?
495 Highway 202, right before the Fudge Shop.
Excellent. Great.
In Flemington.
And this National Book of World Records here is really well known. You've been on so many different radio and television broadcasts, and you've had over 80,000 different visitors that have come and visited, and it is an amazing place, and it's somewhere you can go again and again and again if you're a train aficionado or not, right?
Exactly, yes. And we've been in media, television shows, newspapers, Forbes, Trentonian, Courier News, Philadelphia Inquirer, so we're all over the place, and there are billboards throughout New Jersey and out of state where you will see Northlands advertised.
I think it's so exciting, and we love here at Hot in Hunterdon, even though our show has Hunterdon in the name and we're based in Hunterdon, we try to cover issues throughout the state and across the country, but we always like to remind people who live or can get to Hunterdon County the many, many different attractions that are here that we have to take advantage of.
Exactly.
Sometimes we have to, as a resident, say, well, what would I do if I was a tourist here? And certainly, no matter where you live, your Northlands should be on the list of places to visit.
Exactly. This is a fun, a beautiful county, and we have wonderful restaurants and other businesses here that are wonderful for the families. And Northlands wants to be the main attraction and connector to all of the communities. So we work with various organizations. We became Hunterdon Chamber members recently.
I'm so excited about
yes.
that. And you're one of the sponsors for the upcoming expo. So that is
exactly.
really amazing.
Yes.
And I'm curious, what made you want to be a new owner for Northlands?
Exactly, very interesting story. We have other distribution business here in town in Flemington, and we were looking to expand our business, and we were looking for a warehouse space here in Flemington area. And this space was actually available. It's like 45,000 square foot building, and we never been inside. We don't know what it was inside over there. And we tried to go, okay, let's buy as for a warehousing purpose. And they actually had a big land as well, not only 45,000 square foot building, but a land. And once we went in there and looked what actually guy had built in there back in 96, Mr. Bruce William, and we were amazed to see, you know, what a great place he has. And we were like, you know, forget about the warehouse, you know, that we can build anywhere. We were like, you know, we want to buy this one, and we want to basically not only buy it, we want to improve it, we want to enhance it, because we're basically falling apart. One person built it, and he was running it for the last 20-some years, and he was not maintaining it. And so that's the reason we decided to take it, because we've never seen anything like this in the world. So we're like, this is something worth, you know.
Very special.
Getting it, yeah, and investing money into it.
And you have all different types of displays. You have like the amusement park area, right?
Yes.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a theater and Bruce used to play the organs there. So we have some spectacular organs on stage. And it's the home of the American Music Hall. And the largest theater pipe organs were frequently played there by Bruce. And it's also a play area for when we have birthday parties. So it's full of toys and games, Legos. The kids have a ball. So we have conference room for private parties and corporate events. And also they have access to the theater space.
And you have something very special to demonstrate how you're welcoming of all children.
Yes, we are certified now in inclusion, and we work with disabled and handicapped people, children and adults, and we have special lighting, dim lighting to relax people, and it's all part of being certified in inclusion. So we're very pleased to be working with Amy, and Diane Gagliardo is also involved with this. And we really are very pleased to do this because it's a need in our community.
And I think that's something that we're really proud of, to have businesses that seek these types of certifications. Sometimes it takes time to do that. There may be a cost associated with it. You have to think a little bit differently about the displays or the noise, the color, the lights, reflections.
Exactly.
And to go through all that just to be able to make it welcoming, not just for children, but for adults as well, that you pointed out. And we should say the miniature train Wonderland, that it's not just for children, although children,
exactly,
all children enjoy it, but it really,
absolutely.
On that note, we recently bought it like 8 months ago, and we thought it was only for kids. But we noticed that kids come there for the trains, but adults come there for the detailed. What Mr. Bruce put in there is amazing. If you ever come over there, like every single town and the city that he built, the bridges that he built, the time that he spent in there, adults come over there and they appreciate it. So kids obviously come there for the playland and for the trains, but you know, adults come there and see what he did, and they're amazed by it. And by the way, we do have a full outside train as well that runs on the weekends. It's handicap and stroller accessible, and it's not a mini train. It's a full size, so everybody can get on it.
That is really great news. We're going to go switch over to a little commercial break to catch up here. But again, we're talking about Northlands today. We're talking with the new owner and the Mark. Your title?
General Manager.
I'm sorry. I caught that in the beginning, and then, then it went out of my head. So we're talking about this amazing place on Route 202 in Flemington, right near the Fudge Shop. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back in the studio talking about Northlands today and this amazing World Book of Record holder, which is quite amazing, right here in Hunterdon County in Flemington. And we know you're closed on Tuesdays. Maybe you could tell us when you are, some of your hours and just the logistics.
Okay. We're open 6 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., except Tuesdays. So Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays, we're open 10 to 6.
So I'm dying to ask, you see corporate headquarters all over the world, and then you see, you know, smaller Main Street type offices for people going to work. What is it like every day to pull into this amazing place with outdoor things and, you know you're going to see the displays? What is that like for you?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we do have other business. That's our distribution business. You know, any other business is very hectic. Running around, operation is crazy. And but for it's like a magical. When you go to Northland, you see happy people over there, kids playing around. It's so much fun. Like you forget about like all the stress and everything going on other side of the businesses that we have. It just make you calm. You make you happy seeing like kids walking around, happy and enjoying it. Mm-hmm. So we cannot describe it. You know, this is like our second home now. Every time we are not in other business, we go there. We are there like weekend, especially when it's busy time for us. Saturday, Sunday, we're definitely there, give full time. But we just enjoy being there and seeing everybody else happy.
And it sounds like it would be such a joyous place to be every day or whenever you can be there, just to hear the kids laughing. And it's just amazing. I don't know how long it took to build to the extent where it is now. I don't know if you can. I know there is 8 miles of track or something?
Well, basically, again, it was built by Mr. Woolley. Bruce William. I know his last name is Acuni. I always have a problem announcing it. So Mr. Bruce actually started out in his basement. He had one basement layout, then second one, then he ended up with 5 basements. And then he decided, okay, let's need to take it to the next level. So back in 1990, he bought this land and took them 2 years to put the building on there. And then it took him 4.5 years to build everything that's inside, all the scenes and everything. And according to Mr. Bruce, he used to work 18, 19 hours a day, seven days a week. So many hours that he put in there. I mean, there are some bridges that he built every one by one. I have more than 3,000 pieces of wood in there, and he glued them together. And you could see the work over there.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you got to have a passion to do that kind of work, you know. Otherwise, you cannot do that.
And there are a lot of people who just love trains. There's just something about them and the way they're built and the motion to it. But to see all of this in one place, it's really, truly amazing. A place of joy, as you referred to it earlier. And you have an outdoor track as well, right?
Yes, we do. And the outside train is really beautiful. It's just been renovated also. And the ride is about 15 minutes. So you can either choose to do the outside ride or not. But we always tell everybody, oh, you got to go for the outside ride, too. It's fun.
Okay. So when you were talking about the train rides earlier, that's the outdoor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I understand.
Outside,
that.
Yeah.
It's an actual train.
An actual train that you ride.
I was thinking like a miniature train inside, but it's actually a full train ride outside.
Exactly. Almost $2 million that they spent back in 2002 and 2004 to build the tracks and the train over there.
Yeah.
And exactly goes through a tunnel, then along the river. And then goes to the woods and over a bridge. Mm. And it's a beautiful scene. It's like 12 minutes ride, but it's worth getting on there.
Oh, that sounds
and
nice.
And you can put almost 45 people in there one time. So it definitely is a full-size train.
Okay, I understand now. Mm-hmm. So you started doing birthday parties and corporate events at this place of joy here.
Yes.
But do you all have a favorite display or a favorite train that you, every time you have a moment that you just have to go over and see what's going on over there?
There's a scene in there that is like the mountains in Colorado area. It's beautiful. And you go higher and higher up as you walk through it, and you'll see all of a sudden everything from the top down, and it's really impressive. It's beautiful.
And that's your go-to place?
That's
at Northlands.
One of my favorite spots there.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite spot?
I actually have more than one favorite spot.
Do tell. We want to hear from the owner.
It's actually one of the turn when people are passing by. I think you go through maybe 15% of the area. It's all trains and everything. Then you make a turn, and it's a surprise that you see a big city that looks like a Manhattan from up there.
Uh-huh.
And also it's a long platform of trains parked on one side. So that's a very surprise factor. Nobody expected to be over there. So that's one of my favorite area. And the second one is you're looking up, but we're looking like, you know, it's like you're an airplane, but you're looking down in the valley where you see the houses and trains. It looks like the actual people there, or actually trains in there. You just slap in the air. That's the way he made it look like there.
Well, you have to stop sometimes to make sure that there's no people there, right?
Yeah.
That it's not real.
And exactly, that's why our slogan is, you won't believe your eyes. And that's actually really means it. Something whatever, you know, he made is amazing like that. It's very hard to describe.
And it is amazing how one person, you know, we always say, can one person make a difference? Mother Teresa quote, you know, it's always about one person. But just having that much passion for something, you can make a difference no matter what it is, if it's trains or something else.
Exactly.
And we should definitely let our listeners know, or our viewers, if you're on Facebook Live with us at Hot and Hunterdon, that this is not weather dependent. So maybe, you know, if the outdoor train might be closed for winter, there's still hours of
plenty of fun
of things
inside.
You could do.
Yeah.
Actually, the outside train even runs during the snow time.
It does?
Yes, it's all weather and it's enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
So we are open all year round, and we actually encourage people to come in the summer as well. I know summer people have a lot more places to go. They want to go to beaches, they want to go to Six Flags, water park, but that's why we have outside trainings running summer and winter. But inside, we have so many things that people can do and the kids can do. They will enjoy more than, you know, instead of going to the same thing over and over in other places.
Absolutely. And a year-round attraction. Plus, you get to see things at different times of the year when you're on the outside train. I'm sure that what you described for the vision of that, when you're on that beautiful train ride, that you get to see, you know, foliage during
it's
different...
It's beautiful, in the fall especially, too.
Well, I mean, it's very nice to hear from people, oh, we saw, you know, deer in the woods today. We saw fox over there, you know, because you see a lot of animals in the summer, the people taking a train ride. Because there's a lot of land that trains go through. So it's good to see different animals that people get to see.
Well, we're glad you got the train bug, that fit you. Not even knowing that it was all for adults and exactly what was going to be. And now you're going to be, you know, setting an example for other people of how to show the Hunterdon County and New Jersey that we can have these amazing things that you cannot see anywhere else in the world. And it helps to make Hunterdon County and New Jersey a place of attraction and for tourism. And tourism is so important. Last week on our show, we were talking about different movie sets, how important the tax incentive is for the movies that are being produced in New Jersey. There was a time period where the tax incentive had run out, and now we have all these movies going on. I was curious, have you had any filming done?
I did.
You did? Can we hear about it?
Documentary, I believe, yeah.
We actually had, even before we took over, I think Julie touched on a little bit, we were featuring like on all the major publications. Even Popular Science, they did like a 12-page you know, documentary about our place that was April this year. And we have like a travel channel, I think they contacted us like a couple of months ago. They want to come and do something in Gowanus again. People who've been there before, they would see the place before the canal was like wearing out, like a lot of changes had to be done. So since we took over, we spent a lot of money on there. We got no flooring, new lighting, new paint, and we're spending more money on it. So when we did previous company, you know, these news media, they came out and they did some stories on it. We're going to go back to them. We're going to tell them, you know, it's a new look to it. So they might come back and do some more stories on our place.
That's excellent. And the Discover Channel sounds exactly like what I was thinking of.
It's perfect.
That, you know, some in-depth and exclusive and, you know, just to let the whole world know what's going on this place of wonder.
Exactly. Also, we have many corporate events coming up, including the ribbon cutting, which we're very excited about, September 26th. So it's open to the community. And it's at 5 p.m., and the chamber will be doing the ribbon cutting, and the mayor of Raritan Township and Betsy Driver from Flemington. So we are really excited about it, the official ribbon cutting.
That is really exciting, and I love how you're engaging with all the businesses and other elected officials. And this, what you have, is so important to New Jersey and to Hunterdon County because it will bring in people who want to see something like this and shop in the area.
Exactly.
And travel here in New Jersey. It's really exciting. So the Chamber loves that you're sponsoring the expo, and I saw on your website you had a really nice ribbon or a banner from the Chamber to show that you're a member. Yeah. It's really important to have those connections, even though you have something that's, you know, nationally and has a world record, but you're still connected to the local community. I think that's really special.
Yes.
I do want to touch on that. We actually were connected to Flemington back in 98. There was a first dollar store in Flemington next to the ShopRite over there. Mm-hmm. And our company was the one that brought it up over here. So we are familiar with Flemington since that time. So we built up the dollar store, we ran it, then we ended up selling it. So that was our first connection with Flemington. So at that time, we knew what the Flemington. So then we came back again in 2014. We bought the Bemis building right across from Liberty Village. That's where our distribution center is. And now since then, we have our own houses here. We've been living over here. So we became a permanent member of the Flemington community and Hunterdon County.
I think it really shows in your approach to business and to the community and that connection. Sometimes people, aren't able to fully embrace what a local community has to offer as a business. So it's so nice. And I'm sure when you're hiring and as you grow and expand, it's also a place for people who live here to possibly work and have a career and take care of, all of these amazing, amazing attractions. I love your video on the website, so it keeps scrolling, and every time it takes my attention because every view is a little bit different and a little bit exciting to know that this is all going through in Hunterdon County here. So you have your ribbon cutting, so you decided that you wanted to just re-announce because you had been doing changes and upgrades and such. So this is your way to be able to re-announce to the world that it's open and has some new management and that some of the work I'm sure that you've been doing, you'll be able to showcase.
We also want to reconnect with the business community. I'm the founder of the Small Biz Networking Meetup, and I'm so excited because we're going to be having our first meetup at September 20th in Northlands. So it's exciting. 10 years in existence we've been. So we're going to start doing the venue there. And I think it'll be great for corporate people also to come and see it. Because we have corporations that are using our private conference rooms. We also have luncheons now for the holidays coming up. I'm actually booking a big luncheon soon in September with a big company. So we are really expanding in all different areas.
And I think the corporate piece is really critical because sometimes you need an environment where people aren't in the confines of their office space where they can, talk about things that are difficult or they need to be able to clear their mind, have a vision.
Outside of their office.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
What a great location. Has anyone gotten married there yet?
That's funny that you asked that. This weekend we were doing a birthday party and we get a phone call and it's this man and he says, "Can I have my wedding there?" And I said, "Oh my goodness, of course. How many people?" And he says, "About 150. So they're coming to visit and they said, "We can get caterers. We work with the local restaurants." So we are giving business to other businesses here in the community, which is a good thing. We're all partnering. So he's all excited. He's coming to see it. And he's a train enthusiast, so that should be exciting. It's going to be our first wedding, I believe.
Actually, bigger than the wedding, I think back in 98, Mr. Bruce, there a governor's dinner over here when it recently opened.
Governor's dinner?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was huge, and he had maybe 200 people's dinner over there. But the capacity for Northland is 2,600 people can walk through at any time. We had parking for 412 cars. It's a big parking lot. So if you guys have, wedding or anything, that can be easily accommodated over there.
Oh, yes.
That's really good to know. And I think that it makes such a nice venue for something happy to be around things that make people happy and the noise and, the time and attention and detail that you have to put in just to maintain such love. And your tickets, you can get them online? Tell us about that. Do you have to have advance tickets?
Groupon,
do you recommend that?
Well, the best way is go to our website, northlands.com. You can buy our tickets over there for indoor and outdoor. We do run some kind of deals. Actually, even better way is you get on our newsletter. Every 2 weeks, you send out a newsletter. We give it either outside train, ticket free, or some gift shop percentage, you know, discount coupon. We are sending that. So that's the best way to get more discounted prices. But you can always walk in and buy the tickets at the counter as well.
Okay, that's good to know. So you don't require like a reservation time or anything like that?
Just for groups we do, you know.
But okay.
Yeah, you can come anytime.
Great, except Tuesday, right? You're open every other day except Tuesday, which is good to know. And that's a great schedule. And we want to make sure people know. So that's Northlands, NORTHLANDZ.com. And you go to the tickets. There's a separate tickets thing, and you could purchase your tickets if you haven't already signed up for the newsletter. And where do we get the newsletter? How do we sign up for that? Also on the website?
There is an option on the website. It says contact us. So you can send us an email there. And people who walk in, we have like on the front desk, they can sign up over there at the counter. And we can add to our mailing list. And then we send them an email with the coupons.
We also have a Facebook page, Northlands.
Yeah, let's make sure we get that.
Look us up on Facebook because we do regular posts, like the birthday party we just had. I'll be posting that picture very soon. So you can see the smiling faces and the kids playing. And it was just so much fun. The parents had a ball. The kids had a blast. Everybody left with a smile on their face. And that really made me happy.
And your Facebook page is Northlands?
Right. Social media posting, I guess it's...
Instagram.
Yeah. What do we do here? HTTPS? No. What's the...
Well, I just went trying to say we are not only on Facebook, we are only on Instagram. We are also on Pinterest, Twitter, and of course, Facebook. If you search for Northlands, that's with a Z, and you will find it in all of these social
media. All of the media. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And on your website, right on the bottom, you have the legends for all of that, so they can link up to those pages for you and like it and make sure they follow you, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. And also, we're going to be at the Hunterdon County Fair, I think it's starting on Wednesday.
4-H?
Yeah, 4-H Fair.
In East Amwell?
Okay.
And we're going to be giving our coupons over there. And also, we have an annual fun pass that we call. So if you put your name there, we're going to have a drawing every day. You can have a chance to win an annual fun pass.
Okay. That's a $300 value, right?
Correct.
For a family of six. Am I learning?
Yes.
Well, that sounds excellent. That's a staple in Hunterdon County, I think, the 4-H Fair. And that's great that you'll be there, and great way for people to get a discount and to sign up and possibly get some coupons in the mail, or at least sign up for your website or follow you. I'm sure you'll have some information there for people.
Oh, yes, definitely. Brochures. And we have a little mini display that we'll show.
Excellent. All right. So we have to just do a little commercial here, but then we'll be back in the studio to talk more about Northlands. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All right, so we're back in the studio talking with the owner of Northlands and being able to talk about what this is, 16 acres, and what it's like. There's been some changes. We have a new owner with us, and we want to find out what are the new things, what are the renovations, or what things have you changed since you started this endeavor?
Well, before I get into that, I do want to mention that when Mr. Bruce built this, it opened it back in 96. From 96 till almost end of 2018, he was just running there by himself. He had one or two employees. But this is a big place. It's over 45,000 square foot building. It's a very hard place to maintain by one person. So when we took over, we saw the scenes were breaking down. There were holes in there. We did major cleaning in there. The carpet was worn. Lights were not working. Trains were not running in there. So we started looking at the reviews where people had, the biggest clean was, whole place is falling apart. So first thing when we took over, we changed the whole carpet throughout the exhibit everywhere. We got the new lighting in there. We got the all new paint inside. And if you guys pass by, you can see the outside front is painted as well. We fixed the landscaping. And then before there was no gift shop area. So we put the new flooring over there. We made one of the biggest gift shop in the area. We put our inventory in there. And we are not done yet. When we took over, there's only 35 trains were running inside. As of today, we have 89 trains. And our plan is to have over 100 trains running. And a lot more scenes we want to be added in there. If you guys love trains or animation, you will see there is something in Germany. They have an animated airport. We have airplanes taking off over there. That's a scene they created. So that's one of our plan in the future, is to have some innovations and new emotion things that take place with the airplanes taking off, or at least the airport. So that's planned to be coming in. So between the inside and outside, I think we spent close to $250,000 already in there. We are not even done yet. But we are happy that this is what it's actually going to be, a historic place. After 25 years, a place can be considered historic. We will definitely can apply for that. And we are glad that we were able to save that. Everybody been here, they know that if we would not have taken out, probably a guy would have just closed it out. Because when we took over, it was only open 3 days a week, and it was only very limited hours. And even through the summer or something, he had 6 or 7 week in the year he was closed. So they were not running it fully as a business.
And it sounds like from your other businesses that you have a retail background. So the gift shop, those kind of things, I'm sure that those are tailored to your expertise in the area of retail.
Yeah, gift shop is not only to make money, but our goal is when people come in, they want to walk through it. It looks nice, We want to give them presentation. We have one of the biggest collection of Thomas and Friends. Mm-hmm. So anything for Thomas and Friends, you can find it over here. We're not selling it a lot right now because it's still new in it, but people, kids come over there, they look at it, they enjoy it. We let them play it over there as well, That's our, return for right now. So we're happy to make the community happy, kids happy, and hopefully one day we'll start making money as well.
Well, we want to make sure that happens, and I know that besides the 4-H fair that you'll be at, that you have some other upcoming events where you'll be, part of the community, just as we talked earlier about being the fabric, how important the business is to the community, and how your outreach to the community helps to make sure people are aware of what you're doing. And you have a new partnership coming up at an event here in Flemington, I believe.
Oh, you mean the Jazz Fest?
Yeah.
Yes. Right? And that's at Stengel, I believe it's Stengel Road, and it's Friday, September 13th, 5 to 10 p.m.
Excellent. And that's a great place for people to go. There's plenty of parking.
Exactly.
It's easy access. Just like your location on 202, you could get mm-hmm. to it from anywhere across New Jersey. So you have that going on, which is great. So people, will you have a booth there?
Yes, I believe we have a display there.
Excellent. Okay.
Yes.
We have a booth there. We also have a train layout there. So mm-hmm. kids can come over there, they can see the train running on a table, and they can basically give a little bit of an idea what it looks like inside the museum. And we are actually sponsor of that event. We were sponsor of the Tomato Festival, the Corn and Tomato Festival that I think was last week or so, and we're also sponsor of this Jazz Festival as well.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's really, really great news for the community. And the Jazz Festival is a partnership with Flemington. I know it's part of the push to be able to showcase Flemington and Hunterdon County truly is an amazing place to go. And for guests who want to stay overnight, the train,
yes.
You know, you could spend a couple hours at the train, you know, probably spend a whole day. I don't know what the average length of time a visitor has, but certainly it's several hours. So to have that as part of the attractions here in Hunterdon County,
yes.
where we have the most photographed location at the Red Mill in Clinton. So all within a day's trip for sure.
Exactly. One of our plans is also to enhance performing arts. We have a beautiful stage and we have theater seating. So I told Tariq that I really would like to have Broadway actors come and do some mini shows. It would be fun. I have connections on Broadway. And also musical theater with children. And we will be meeting with Music Mountain Theater shortly. So that would be exciting if we can partner with another theater and do small productions for children and the family.
And that's definitely an area of growth in this county. There isn't a huge group of art museums and galleries and children's theaters that you could go to. They're scattered around the county, and occasionally you could do it. But, you know, think how nice instead of having to go into the city and deal with all that for the Rockettes or something,
exactly.
to have some type of Christmas, you know, two-hour, hour-and-a-half performance for the family and tied to a ticket price for Northlands. I mean, that's pretty special and magical. And I'm sure that there are a lot of plays with the train theme that would tie nicely into that.
Cute.
Yeah, but that's for especially for a Christmas. Our plan is to have a Christmas themed train, and we're going to have a Santa there. Mm. Kids can come over, take a picture, and they can ride a train with the Santa. That's somewhere in December. We'll be announcing the dates on our website.
That's fantastic. And families are always looking for other things to do and to be able to go somewhere and not fight for a parking spot or spend, you know, 2-3 hours after the event just trying to get out of the city.
Exactly.
You know, it's such a benefit. Back. Absolutely, absolutely.
Close to home.
Yes, and easy to be able to add some things to the day with the trains. I mean, for children who enjoy trains or just the display piece of it, to be able to get exposed to that all at once, you know, that sounds so incredible. Usually
it's a wonderful
experience. Yeah, usually you go to something and there's a room, you know, the size, you know, 10 by 12. And that's what you're limited to when you see different displays. So to have all of this just seems amazing to
yes.
me.
Oh, we also have a snack bar, by the way. Nice beverages. And we have pretzels, hot dogs, snack foods, candy. So, you know, you'll never go hungry. You'll always have stuff there.
That's perfect, because to be able to really enjoy your facility, you do need some time there. So
yes.
to be able to take several hours, I think it's nice to have a little opportunity at the snack bar. So what do you think the change, for all the changes that you did, what is the one that really stands out for you?
Definitely at outside. Before that, it was like in a gray color, looked like a funeral house, people passing by on tour two. Believe it or not, before we bought it, we lived here like more than 4 years. We never knew what North End was.
Wow.
You know, it just like looked like dead. And
yeah.
Landscaping had not been done. There was no paint outside. There was no lighting. Was not working. And so we took care of the landscaping, lighting part, and the paint. Now at least looks like it's alive. Something is there. Mm-hmm. I think that's. And then we get so many comments. People say, oh, really? We saw you passing by, and that's we came in over here.
So you're getting just people traveling on that highway where
and
they probably
stop.
Didn't know what it was before, and now they see the new paint. And so what color did you paint the outside?
We did actually, there was a gray all over, but we did almost 85% white, and
white.
We left some, you know, gray on the sides of it. So we did, like, you know, we did gray and white.
So it's
you have awnings, the blue
and the
awnings.
Blue awnings.
Ah,
yeah.
So bright and clean
mm-hmm.
and, you know, attractive to,
yes.
to passerbys, especially if they're stopping and enjoying some time there. So they keep reminding me about my commercial. So let's just finish up our commercials, and then we're almost out of time. So we'll be wrapping up the last 10 minutes or so of our program here with Northland. So I hope in the interim that you are going on their social media handles and following them on their Twitter account and their Facebook and their Instagram account. along with all their social medias that you can follow from their website. So sign up for their newsletter, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend. And we're back on the air, and this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunterdon. I have my guest from Northlands here, and I want to make sure with all of the acreage and all of the new renovations that have been going on and the different ways that you can connect with them, either through corporate or even a wedding venue. So it's not just for children. It's not just for children and adults. We have all these extra specialized ways to connect in the community. And I know the one thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about was the Doll Museum.
It's beautiful. There's 94 rooms in one of the dollhouses. And throughout the display of the trains, along the other wall, you'll see many lit little vignettes. And you see dolls. And, the bears from England, you know, they're all different themes. And they're really beautiful. So I guess Bruce's wife liked dolls, and he started that collection. And it's beautiful. So it adds another touch and warmth to the place. Also, art gallery. We're looking for local artists that have beautiful paintings, and we'd like to talk to them and see if they would like us to exhibit some of the art, because we have a lot of walls. So it would be nice to feature our local artists.
And have a display area.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, well, that's the second thing. Like, we want to start, locally, a lot of kids, they do some projects for the school or for their clubs they're in. It could be science project, could be train project, Lego products. They make something, they end up like maybe winning award for that. Instead of bringing it home, just leaving it there, we will give them a space for 1 year in our exhibit space. And we'll put their name on it, who the kid was, what they did. It could be also an adult, and let the people see it. Brag about it, show your work. And we exactly. want the local community or everybody else to, show their work. And we'll be happy to give them a space for minimum 1 year.
Oh, that sounds really, really wonderful. So call out to artists who may want to display a painting to showcase that. And then for children in the community, you're going to be building a display area where they could showcase their work. You're light people, right? Get everything out into the light and share and collaborate and build relationships. And I think that's such a great way to approach a new business, endeavor.
We also want to work with Flemington Borough in some kind of a transportation concept where buses can come, drop off people, and then we have a shuttle that we would have and take them to town to shop. So everybody would benefit. So we're working on that with Robin, and we're going to be talking about that. Possibly a trolley or some kind of a shuttle that we would have. So it would be nice to interconnect the Raritan Township with Flemington Borough.
That sounds,
and everybody would benefit.
Yeah, that sounds great. And so I don't want to talk about the fall. We did, but we have no choice. It is gorgeous out. We have our hazardous weather outlook here. But I know from being outside that times are changing here. So we think about the train. We think about the famous train. Is it Thomas the Train?
Thomas the Train.
For the,
Thomas
holiday.
And friends.
Yes. Thomas and Friends. That's coming up. Are you doing any special fall, pumpkin, train pumpkin things that you have planned?
Yes.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be having a Christmas team a train running in month of December with the Santa, so people can get on there with the kids, take a pictures with that. And for us, the busiest time of the year is November, December, January, and February, because people don't have anything else to go everywhere else. And this is like a lot of indoor. People can come over here. They can spend 3, 4, 5 hours throughout the exhibit. Kids can play in there. But yeah, as for the themes, we definitely have planned to do a Christmas theme. We don't know. We might end up doing some other theme as well, like a Halloween, but we have not decided that yet.
Okay. If not, we'll put a plug in for Easter Bunny with the train.
Exactly.
You just have a perfect venue for places to take pictures and family memories, and it's so important. Life is so fragile and fleeting. So to have a day with your family, something like that, those memories, last forever.
We do have a wall where groups or families can take a picture with us, and we also video. So with their permission, we can put them on Facebook, and they can just have those pictures for memories. So we do take your picture with your family.
That sounds really fun. It's always great to build memories. Mm-hmm. So again, just the website is Northlands, which is NORTHLANDZ.com. You can find all your social media information on there, and also all of the amazing networks that you have been on: Fox News, CNN, CBS News, Newsday, Philadelphia Inquirer. I mean, the list goes on. And with all of the renovations you've been doing, I know that you'll have even more coverage, and I can't wait for the Discovery Channel. So we're wrapping up the last minute or two on the show. I always tell people radio time goes faster than any other time. It certainly seems that way, especially when I have such interesting guests and such an exciting thing happening here in Hunterdon County. Are there any follow-up thoughts you want to leave our listeners with today?
This is definitely want to leave out with is like, you know, when we took over the place and we look at the Northlands, and we were surprised how come not everybody in the world knows about it, or if not the world, at least USA. But mm-hmm. The sad thing is more than 75% of the people in local in Flemington have never been over there.
Never been there.
And it's amazing, people come from throughout the world, but you have something very amazing that, you know, you should come at least once, take a look at it, and then you will definitely come back, and you will tell everybody else too.
Exactly.
This, what Mr. Bruce built is something amazing, and as he said, it's a gift to the world. That's what people say. Nobody else will ever build anything like this.
It is.
And my favorite part of this interview is how you understand that legacy and have built onto that and are sharing it with the whole community and the world. It's really exciting. So I want to wish you both the most success.
Thank you.
So excited that you're part of Hunterdon, and, you know, be at the different events. People can come and visit you at the 4-H Fair, at the Jazz Festival over here at Stengel Pottery on Stengel Road.
We're going to do OPA Festival too.
And the OPA Festival. OPA. That's one of the Greek festivals for Hunterdon County.
Oh, yeah.
So we always push, if you are living here, live your life like a tourist and make sure you hit all the great attractions in Hunterdon County and go visit Northlands. And then let us know. Hit us on Facebook. Take a picture. Post a picture at one of your favorite displays, whatever that display is that gives you joy. So thank you both for being on the show with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Really appreciate it. I'm going to just wrap up here with our commercials, and then we'll get the news on for the next hour of live programming, and we'll end our Facebook live feed for the day. So thanks so much for joining us and for being with us. Have a great day.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New York City Police Benevolent Association is unhappy with Commissioner James O'Neill's firing of Officer Danielle Panaleo. Panaleo's firing comes in response to his use of a chokehold that led to Eric Garner's death back in 2014. PBA President Pat Lynch says O'Neill's decision was embarrassing.
He decided to run to the corner that has the loudest crowd. He decided to put self-preservation first over fact.
Attorney General Bill Barr has removed the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons from his position more than a week after a millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein took his own life while in federal custody. Hugh Hurwitz's reassignment comes Monday after mounting evidence that the prison in New York City was not being run properly. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 250 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the White House is not worried about an economic slowdown.
It's just not the way we see it. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy. But they only cover it when they can use Sesame's Grover word of the day, recession. Look, the fundamentals are very strong. We know that more people are working now than ever before in American history. More people off of the sidelines back into the workforce.
A survey of economists by the National Association for Business Economics shows 38% predict a recession in 2020, while only 34% say it will happen in 2021. More violence in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
ISIS claiming responsibility for a suicide attack in Afghanistan that killed 63 at a wedding reception in Kabul. The bombing taking place as U.S. and Afghan officials say they're getting close to a deal with the Taliban that could allow American troops to come home.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
NBA star Steph Curry is reportedly sponsoring a new golf program at Howard University. The Washington Post reports the three-time NBA champion will make a seven-figure donation paid out over 6 years to give Howard the means to kick off the program. Curry's donations will enable Howard to have a Division I golf program for the first time in its 152-year history. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies over the weekend.
Running down the top 10, The Good Boys at number 1, grossing $21 million. Number 2, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at $14 million. Number 3, Disney's remake of The Lion King at $11 million. Number 4, The Angry Birds movie number 2, grossing $10.5 million. Number 5, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark at $10.1 million. Coming in at number 6, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, a shark movie, at $9 million. Number 7, Dora and the Lost City of Gold, grossing $8.5 million. Number 8, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, sliding down, it comes in at $7.6 million. Blinded by the Light is number 9, with $4.5 million. And The Art of Racing in the Sun, a doggy movie, grossing $4.4 million over the weekend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.